And McCullough takes it, near side, angles to the right, has a block up to the 30, the 35, up the sideline, the 40, the midfield stripe. He gets another block to the 40, the 35, his foot is on the gas, and they're pursuing him to the 20, to the 10, and he steps out of that and goes and scores it on a punt return. McCullough goes all the way, 70 yards, and just when you think Peters Township couldn't come up with a big play of their own, there's McCullough with the rabbit out of the hat with 5:36 to go in the third quarter. We're an extra point away from tying this thing up.
Friday Night Lights, and our coverage continues starting at 6. And joining us, the voice, Dan Zangrilli on our V-Mix. So you can see Dan on the radio at kdkradio.com on our live stream. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you? It's good to be with you, by the way. It's like, you know, Johnny Carson. I mean, I had a couple of guest hosts here the last few Fridays. The only person I was missing was Joan Rivers.
Yeah, it was just coincidental. Meanwhile, we got a game tonight. We've got Franklin Regional at Peters Township, right?
Yeah, the Bowser Bowl coming up as the Franklin Regional Panthers. It's 6-1, 3-0. They're looking to take the next step, Larry, because you know this has been a really solid, strong football program that just hasn't been able to get over the hump. They haven't won a playoff game in the better part of 7 years here. 2018 was the last time they won a playoff game, and they've done a lot of good things so far. They have the second leading rusher in the WPIAL. But they're going to be tested tonight on the road at Penn Trafford. I love going to Harrison City because the Warriors, just a few years removed from a state championship, have as solid and strong a program and underrated a football program, I think, in the WPIAL. Their fan base is terrific. They have the fifth leading rusher in the WPIAL in Tasso Whipple. So a couple of studs in the backfield for each respective team with a lot on the line. It's a 5A Big East conference game, and it very well could determine the conference title or have significant conference title implications.
Yeah, we're down to that time of the season already in high school football. Won't be long where we'll be starting to talk about playoffs.
It's wild. I was just in a meeting with somebody talking about how fast the football season in general is going, and you know, talking about Pitt, you know, 5-0. Wait, the fact that you're even 5 weeks into this thing is wild. And in this case, for the high school side, this is week 7. So after tonight, there's only 2 more regular season games.
Right.
Halloween's here before you know it. And that's going to be playoff week, the first round or the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. So we're down the stretch run. Tonight kicks it off, the last leg, the final third of that season. And this is where it really starts to get interesting. And there's so many good games around the WPIL tonight. A lot of folks feel that this is the best week for games. Our game is going to be terrific, but it's probably one of about a half dozen that has a similar or even greater implications.
Yeah, who are some of the other hot teams around the WPIAL?
There's a really good game also in 5A in the Allegheny 6 Conference, and it's a neighborhood rivalry between Upper St. Clair and Bethel Park. That's going to be huge. There's another massive game in single A between Fort Cherry and Bishop Canavan, just to name a handful of them. Mars and McKeesport, that will likely have conference title implications. There are so many that are underway. Think of Monte Christian, a great season they've had so far in the 3A field. They will take on Deer Lakes tonight. So you can go up and down the list. And this is the night, even just for the novice fan, if you want to figure out, throw a dart at the dartboard, hey, where are we going to go tonight on Friday? You're not going to go wrong.
And share with our morning audience what you guys have done this year in terms of the post game, because there's literally a post game party.
Yeah, we go to Dave and Buster's. In this case, the Steel Valley Ironmen, they'll join us. Paul Alexander hosts the Parmar Stores WPIL Tonight program. It'll be live at Dave and Buster's. We alternate. There's one in the North Hills up the block at Northway. We were there last night, Thursday, for our radio show, and Bishop Canavan joined us there. We like to highlight a team, have them out, do a bit of a fundraiser for the football program. Well, after the game, Steel Valley, hopefully, they'll be victorious and they'll be in a good mood to come join us at the waterfront, have a nice fundraiser, talk to Paul about the big win, and we'll go through all the scores, talk about the big events that are just coming in and the scores rolling in and the big events around the WPIL on this particular night. But we've taken the show on the road, and if you're in the Dave and Buster's area, they're open till 1 a.m., so it's hard to find a place with a kitchen that's open late after you leave your Friday night game. So Dave and Buster's has turned out to be our post-game party headquarters.
Yeah, what a great idea you had to do that. It's a lot of fun. You and your color analyst, Johnny Lee, you got Donnie Football. And looking forward to tonight, Franklin Regional in Penn Trafford on KDKA. Dano, always do a great job. Have fun tonight, brother. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate. It's not going to be quite as cold. Just a nice, clear night for Friday night football.
Love it. Doesn't get any better. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the time.
All right, and we'll talk next to the man who could have replaced Dan Marino at Central, Marty Griffin, next.